Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, ED Coffee, Licorice, the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day, Baseball, and Donnie Baker. It's all right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game. Right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Coming from Bob and Tom Television, it's the fun new game show everyone's talking about. Come on down, Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show now. We're going to have you two stand back to back.
Do I have to?
Yes, that's the way the game is played, Christy.
Jeez, this is so embarrassing.
Come on now, just do it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. It looks like she's got you by at least an inch or so.
Hey, that's not fair. She's on her tippy toes.
It's Christy Lee, guest starring in Are You Taller Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight on Bob and Tom Television.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I haven't fooled. Totally fooled.
Okay. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Drunk again. That's right.
We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Ace is right there.
Hello, friends.
Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day. I'm very excited. We've been promised this is going to be the topper of the
week.
Woohoo!
There's Chick McGee over there. I can see him. He's at the sports desk. Christy Lee's at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Yes,
that's Josh.
Glad to
I'm
serve.
Tom. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We talk a little bit on the show about all kinds of things, including medication for the ED thing. But Christy, you've got a story about this that may be where ED, where you don't know ED is.
Yeah, so-called male enhancement coffee's being recalled due to the presence of actual erectile dysfunction drugs in the coffee.
Well, then why
they have to have them in there to call it? Well, never mind.
That's why it's being recalled.
The company called Inba THA Inc.
That shouldn't be hard to get hard.
Is voluntarily recalling the drug-infused coffee.
It's called In
The THA The. Not the, mm-hmm. the pink.
In the
isn't
pink.
That, isn't that nice?
Already I'm not going to buy it.
Is known as Kopi Xanten Traditional Natural Herb Coffee.
Those aren't words.
I know. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration claims it contains Sildenafil, sildenafil, whatever.
That's not a word.
Sildenafil?
Sildenafil.
It's the, you know.
And Tadalafil.
Dildonafil.
The active ingredients in commonly prescribed
pharmaceuticals. It's called boner juice. Are you happy? These are chemicals that have been
that
developed
treat
by scientists.
Erectile dysfunction.
Isn't it Silpusafil? I thought that's what it was.
Sildenafil.
Bonafonafil.
Yes, Bonafonafil. That's it. That's what it was.
Tadalafil.
Hey, doing your Bonafonafil.
Yes, they were going to call it diamond cutter juice, but they thought that might be a little bit unprofessional.
You know what, though? People could pronounce it.
Oh, got to go take my Bonafonafil lesson.
The presence of the undeclared erectile dysfunction drugs could pose a health risk to consumers, according to the FDA.
For you, no, man.
I was actually speaking to someone who was working for one of the firms that created one of these very interesting drugs.
Yes.
They give them names like this on purpose.
Because?
Yes, tell us, Tom.
Well, no, they don't want to call it, as you called it, what was your...
Silpusafil.
Yeah. They don't go for that because they want to be taken seriously. Oh, God. We were going to call it hard as a rock juice.
Right.
But we didn't think we'd be taken seriously.
Hang on, baby. I got to take my Silpusafil.
So you're suggesting that Elvis needed...
That's right. He got the first ones. He was the king. He got all the experimental drugs.
Okay, thank you. Well, this will help.
Oh, that made me
laugh.
This will
be. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, Chick, if they made the Elvis coffee with the boner pill in it, you'd have to follow the instructions.
Oh.
You could only shoot her above the waist.
That's right.
Hey, is this true, though, or is this fake?
What?
No, this coffee had whatever, Viagra or something in it, and the FDA's pulled it off the market.
It's got the Viagra or the Cialis.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure which one, to be honest with you.
I never understood why they called it Cialis. I've never seen an Alice that's ever gave me wood. Ever.
Well, it's not
Alice. I swear to God.
It's not a person.
Not even drunk at Alice in Chains. The name Alice sounds like an ugly friend's grandma or a female shot putter.
That's
if you're
nice,
going to name
Donnie.
It good, name it something like Sea Heather or Sea Amber. You know, Josh, the name of a chick he's actually chubbed up a dude before.
Sure. Well, Alice Eve. Look up Alice Eve, Donnie. You'll thank me.
Alice's. Yeah. Well, anyways, I don't need my coffee to have erection-style drugs in it.
Right.
Waking up in the morning has never been and never will be a problem for me.
Of course not.
I'm a baker. We don't die. We just multiply.
Oh, is that right?
What every woman said the best part of waking up is Folgers in her cup never met Porcosaurus. Swear to God.
So
I don't need Viagra in my coffee. Don't need to wake up with so much wood. I'm on my back fighting a ceiling fan.
Really?
Now I'll say it like this: What if a chick drinks this coffee, Tom?
Good question.
Oh,
she get all slowed up down there, or get all red ass like them baboons at the zoo?
I don't really know.
I've always wanted to do one of them Taster Choice commercials. Can you imagine that with this Viagra coffee in it now? I've secretly replaced the boring, tasteless coffee in the break room with new boner brew coffee. Look at Christy. There ain't nothing wrong with the little bump and grind. It appears as though she's percolating before the coffee is. But see, once again, Christy's a name that's fire ass hot, unlike
Alice.
Thank
you, Donnie.
Maybe that's why they call it Cialis. Because once you see Alice in accounts receivable, you're definitely going to need one of your pills to ever hit that. I got you.
See you, Donnie.
I apologize if your name is Alice. I'm sure you're a beautiful woman.
Lovely Alice is out there.
Sure are.
Yes.
But yeah, that's why they give them names like that on purpose. Although I think Viagra, I think they wanted to have like the power of Niagara Falls.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think that's part of the logic there.
You buy that?
There's Levitra.
Well, Levitra like levitate.
Yeah.
Cialis.
That makes sense.
Cialis, I don't understand where that.
Somebody will come out with a pill and call it Silpusafil. You'll wait and see.
I'll take the under.
You don't think that's going
to
happen?
No. No. Silpusafil sounds like a. I say, Silpusafil?
Yes.
It sounds like one of James Bond.
Were you with Guinevere again last night, Silpusafil?
Guilty.
Well. Christy Lee's
back
at the Bob
birthdays.
And Tom News Desk. Okay, I'm sorry. We have
birthdays,
famous
good.
Birthdays. Good.
We had Ed O'Neill, who should be
Ed
celebrated
O'Neill, yes,
every day.
Al Bundy. Born on this date in 1947, David Letterman.
Yay. Oh.
Hey, Dave. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'll still celebrate at O'Neill's over David Letterman's.
Born on this date in 1946, Andy Garcia.
At O'Neill. At O'Neill still wins.
All right. What about...
Andy Garcia.
Love Andy Garcia.
Yes, he's a great actor.
What was the movie he was in where he was hiding the vodka all the time? Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that. A Man Loves a Woman? He's a drunk with Meg Ryan?
Yes. That was it.
Disturbing.
Things to do in Denver when you're dead. Andy Garcia, great movie.
Love Andy Garcia.
He's in a lot of marginal mafia movies.
Yeah.
Well, three.
He's in three. Godfather.
Oh, he is?
Sadly.
Yeah, that's not good.
Is he Sonny's son or Hothead, right? Is that the deal? I forget.
Born on this date.
Could you be in the mob if your name was Andy?
I love the name.
Anthony,
Andy.
Probably. Anthony, I would think, would be way more.
Tony, probably Tony. More acceptable than Andy.
You don't really hear about
it. Wasn't Andy Soprano. Yeah, it was Tony.
Yeah.
Even though his name was Anthony.
I'm like, right. You hear about, Skip Giancana. It's usually a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to
just say
fear in
someone. There's a lot in the name.
Andy's going to instill fear in somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Got a windbag about drones.
Well, let's get back. Let's finish our segment here, and then we'll get to your.
All right, Josh.
Born on this date in 1957, right, friend of the show, Vince Gill.
Gill.
I love that, Vince Gill. Happy birthday, Vince Gill.
Fish. Hey.
Fish.
Great
love
guitar
you,
players now in the Eagles, and he's married to Amy Grant. That's pretty good life.
Yeah, what a great couple.
Great guy. Really great guy. Born on this date in 1979, Claire Danes.
So this is her so-called birthday.
My so-called life.
Great show.
Homeland.
I never watched it.
Homeland.
You did?
Great first season.
Yeah, Homeland, great 2 years, I would say. And then it became, really? Is it still happening?
Yeah, it is.
Is it still going on?
Next season will be the last.
Okay. Do we win?
Are you the producer? That's cool.
Okay.
All right, Ace.
Next.
Any other birthdays?
Next.
Born on this date in 1994, Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird.
Man, she's a great actress.
Great actress.
Yeah.
Great young lady.
How does she spell Saoirse?
S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
I'm guessing when she goes to Starbucks, what's your name? She goes, Susie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Beth.
Yeah, she doesn't go, it's Saoirse, S-A-X-U-M.
Saoirse.
And see Brooklyn when you get a chance, a fine film.
Yeah, that's great. I saw that. That was really good.
Today is National Licorice Day.
Boom!
Hate black licorice.
I hate red licorice.
Oh, I like red licorice.
Liquor Day.
All of it can go screw itself.
I guess we can savor all types and flavors of
licorice.
No, we can't.
It's
today.
All awful. So
it's national
shut up
licorice.
About it, I say.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're a fan of licorice and you've noticed it makes your tummy feel better, there's a reason.
Why is that?
Licorice root chick can soothe the stomach bothered by heartburn or gastritis.
Lies. Lies perpetrated by the Twizzler people.
God, what is wrong with you?
Not a licorice fan, apparently. Thank you very
much. Glyceric acid in licorice contains immune-boosting and anti-inflammatory properties.
Not true.
It can help to restore balance to your stomach lining.
I have a windbag question.
Maybe you wouldn't have stomach problems if you ate licorice, Dick.
Well, licorice dick is a product.
Licorice dick.
Tell you what, licorice dick, big seller in certain areas.
That was the runner-up to the name Sulpusafil. Licorice dick.
Yes.
Old licorice dick. Boy, if that isn't the name of a porn star.
If you do your windbag before the one I asked about, I'm leaving.
No, I have a question.
Do they call a clarinet a licorice dick?
Yes, they do. They don't call it a licorice dick.
I don't believe that.
That's once again something different.
Blowing on the licorice dick.
Okay, what's your
licorice dickerish doc?
Hey, Bob and Tom. Unfortunately, drone incidents like the I'm not doing this. I'm not reading this properly.
Drone incidents like the one at Fenway are killing these radio control hobby. I fly radio control airplanes, and the FAA lumps us all into one category.
I see.
Every time an idiot does this, they tighten down on the whole group. So while I agree with when you said they should have some sort of tracker in drones, it will affect all of us, even guys like me that fly RC airplanes at a certified airfield for radio control aircraft, which sucks. It's a fun hobby.
I'm sure it is, but my question is this: to keep security at these events, do they have some way of? Is there some electronic way to take someone else's drone and make it go down to the ground?
Right.
Is there some interference? I mean, how do they do it when they have major public figures outdoors? And
I don't know.
How do they prevent?
Drones are killing the radio control hobby faster than some of Ace's jokes kill a show.
Whoa, did you say that?
I want to see that.
Oh. That's from Chris that's in Cincinnati.
Not poor fair, Chris.
I'm just telling you.
Ace's jokes are wonderful.
Ace just laughed it off there, Chris.
That's right. Well, time now for the challenge.
Care. Whoa, here
Ace
we go.
Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Now, why did the cowboy buy a dushhound, a wiener dog?
Why did the cowboy buy
a dachshund?
Well, his friend told him to get along, little doggy.
Get along, little doggy.
Get along, little doggy.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. And so he thought
he'd get along.
He would go get
little
a
doggy.
Land,
yeah.
Lots of land and starry skies above.
I believe the guy that wrote that that letter is high fiving himself. Right now.
Chris and
get along, little doggy.
Pretty, thank you very much, Chris.
It's not only Licorice Day. You might like this better.
Licorice
it's dick. National Grilled Cheese Day.
Of course I like that better. Gosh. Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
who doesn't love
whoa,
a grilled cheese?
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, 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 yes,
you
yes
cut it diagonally, of course.
Of course, into triangles.
That's right.
Yes, no. I agree.
What?
You cut it twice.
What?
Oh, I see, into four triangles.
Oh.
Not just two.
Sick. That's brilliant.
So yeah, it's like a party that
you're
so
you can
habit
dip it with ease?
Oh,
what,
that's good.
What would you dip your grilled cheese in besides
tomato soup?
Tomato soup. Gotta have tomato soup.
No, you don't. I'm not 97.
How come all three of us answered that at the same
watch
time?
This.
Well, that's the
because
most common
we're all
thing
97.
But I think it's because, you know what? We don't like, nobody likes tomato soup. We've
I
just
do
been told that's how what you have with grilled
soup
cheese.
I love
you know what you dip
soup
a grilled cheese
no
in?
You
I know what, you dip it in, bourbon.
You know what the second thing is you dip grilled cheese in?
What?
Ranch.
No. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's better than tomatoes. Anybody got any ketchup with some warm water mixed in?
You mix it with milk, my friend.
Tomato bisque.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Thank you, Ace.
All right, today in history.
We missed, what was yesterday's day? It was something really crappy, and now I just found this. Yesterday was National Cheese Fondue Day.
That was not on any of our documents.
Yes, but Tom, that was... that didn't occur today, right?
I'm sorry that no one pointed it out, but... Thank you very much.
Get some grilled cheeses in here this morning?
Wouldn't that be great? Where are our dairy friends?
National Cheese Fondue Day, or Burn the Hell Out of the Roof of Your Mouth Day? Or
you could dip a pen in it and it would taste good day.
Okay.
Cheese fondue makes anything taste good. Yeah. Even licorice, I bet.
On this date in history, April 12th, 1811... the first colonists arrived at a place that would be named Cape Disappointment, Washington.
Well, that sounds like a happy group.
Doesn't it?
This isn't what I wanted.
Yes, they
I came all this
that's
way.
That's probably the most famous Yelp review of all time. This place blows. Hey, calm down.
What is Cape? Is it still there?
Sure.
It's still the same name?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's tough being a realtor there.
Hampton Inn, Cape Disappointment. Can I help you?
Were you disappointed with your last agreement? Never mind.
On this date in April 12, 1877, the first catcher's mask was used in a baseball game. And that guy was so
what
happy.
Year?
Well, he was pissed because when your nickname is Three-Tooth Johnson,
yeah, you go, hey, why didn't I think of this before?
It's a little late for me. My face has been disfigured, but I'm going to invent the cup.
Better late than never, I always say.
Yeah, who would want to be a catcher in 1877?
I thought the Civil War sucked.
Yeah, but back then they could only throw like 20 miles per hour.
Well, I'll bet there was one.
Walter Johnson, hello, the big train.
Wouldn't it be great to have a time machine and go back and get you right the fastball at 52?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's a documentary called Fastball, and they have extrapolated that Nolan Ryan threw the fastest fastball ever over all eras. And it turns out it was like 106 miles an hour.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Can they do that based on the footage that they have?
Initially, they tried Bob Feller and the radar gun in its infancy, and that really didn't work. And I can't explain it because I don't remember.
Yes, but Randy Johnson made a bird explode, so he will always be.
True.
Pigeon never had a chance.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.